Yeah, well, as you said, we're a business greeting card company, and we've actually been in Kansas City for 65 years. It's a family business that was founded in 1948. And we design, manufacture, and sell personalized business greeting cards and calendars to companies and organizations nationwide. And we do that all here in Kansas City.
I was going to say, so you do that all here. You design the card, you make the card, and you sell the cards here as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, you sell them all over the country.
We sell them all over the country. In fact, we have a few international customers as well.
So what kind of, what's your market? What kind of companies use your cards?
Well, we have companies and organizations of all sizes and types that use our products. And these are companies and organizations that really understand the value of personal relationships and building those over time. And so we have cards that are holiday cards. Many people would be familiar with getting a holiday card from one of their insurance agents or a supplier that they have. So we certainly have a whole line of holiday cards. We also have customers that send cards out to their clients throughout the year. So, for instance, an insurance agent or a financial advisor who has a birthday might send a birthday card, thank you notes, that kind of thing, all to build personal relationships with their clients. And then we have HR companies or HR organizations that use the cards for their employees as well.
And Postcards really believes that digital is one thing, but you're really in the business of that personal card you can touch and feel and receive in the mail.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, greeting cards have not lost their effectiveness, you know, with the digital age. They are still incredibly powerful. In fact, there was a New York Times article just early this month that talked about the power of greeting cards and how it's an inexpensive but very effective way to touch the customer. And we're kind of, you know, we're kind of starved for a personal touch, a high touch from the companies that we have relationships with. And so companies that use greeting cards have found them to be a very powerful tool.
Not that you don't use online, because online is how your customers order the cards from you.
Absolutely.
But your business is the actual paper card.
Is the actual paper card, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so shifting gears, you guys had a pretty significant expansion, and you received a certification for a manufacturing facility that's almost unheard of, LEED Platinum certification. Can you kind of bring me up to date on what LEED Platinum is and why it's so unusual for a manufacturing facility to be this green? I mean, I understand that it is it's a rare thing, but can you explain it to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and it's a certification that was developed by the U.S. Green Building Council back in the early 90s, and it's a guideline and a rating system for buildings and how they're designed, how they're built, and how they're operated over time. So it covers efficiency, design, materials, and just the operational efficiency. It's a very stringent third-party verification process. So if you're familiar with a LEED certified building at any level of rating, it's very very credible, and they really are walking the talk when they get a LEED certified building.
So it's expensive to build green. So why would a company build to this stringent of a requirement regarding environmental friendliness? Companies are always looking at their bottom line. Why'd you do it?
You know, Krista, the perception out there is that it's very expensive to do a green building, but what we're finding is that there's so much momentum in the industry. Construction materials, contractors, architects, they're all very familiar with the LEED requirement. In fact, the federal government requires all new buildings to be LEED certified. So we found that we could actually do a LEED certified building, in this case, LEED Platinum, for a very competitive price.
And not only that, though, but it may cost a little bit more. I don't know, because I'm not into the building business, but I do know that there's a huge energy savings on the other side.
It costs a little bit more up front, and of course, depending on which rating you're going for, it may be zero cost. So like for LEED Silver, we found that there was really not an additional cost other than for certifying the building. LEED Gold and LEED Platinum do have a slightly higher cost, but as you pointed out, yes, the buildings are so much more efficient that you get that cost savings back over the life of the building.
And going green in terms of your building is pretty compatible with your actual manufacturing process and the kind of product that you're sending out to your customers, correct?
Yeah, for the last 5 years or so, we've been really focused on greening up our operation and making it more sustainable. So we focused on materials and supply chain and that kind of thing. But we got to the point where we were completely out of space. And so we looked at adding square footage, and we quickly realized that by doing a green building, we're aligning our entire operation with our business philosophy. And what's really fascinating is that we looked into how often a small business might build a building, and we found that if they do build a building at all, it's really just once in a generation. So we wanted to do it right. This was our one time, you know, maybe in 25 years to do a building. So we wanted to do it right. Our goal originally was LEED Gold, and the design process that we went through was more effective than we ever really expected. And so we ended up being able to get the LEED Platinum certification, which is great.
So was it just kind of a what the heck? let's go for it?
Well, what we did was we did the process, and like I said, our goal was LEED Gold. And when we summarized all of the points that we had for LEED, we found that we were only 3 points away from platinum. So we made a little bit of an additional investment to put us over the edge.
And you've received some great press for this decision.
Tremendous.
Because it is rare for a manufacturing facility to be this green.
Tremendous. In fact, we're really proud to say that we're one of seven in the country, one of seven industrial buildings in the country that are LEED Platinum certified. And we're by far the smallest. Mm-hmm. You know, just as an example, a couple of others that are LEED Platinum. There's a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee, and there's a Conagra plant in Louisiana. And obviously, those are huge, huge multinational companies. And so it's been quite an achievement for a small business to get that level of certification.
So what kind of features are we talking about? I know it has to do with the water usage and the lighting you use and the way you deliver electricity to the building.
Yeah. It's very sustainable in how it's designed, how the materials we use. One of the things that really stands out for people is we have a really large solar array on our roof, which generates over 11% of our total annual use, which for an industrial building with a manufacturing plant, we use quite a bit of power. So that's a lot of solar power that we're generating. We have a solar water heated system for 100% of our water in the building. We have active lighting controls, which would be, you know, motion, sound sensors, as well as a computerized schedule so that when we're not there, you know, we make sure that the lights are not on. And then, of course, we've built in lots and lots of natural light into the building throughout. When people come in the door, one of the biggest features that people see is our huge 8,300-gallon tank, which is for rainwater. So we're taking rainwater from the roof and we're retaining it in the tank, and then we're filtering it for irrigation and for flushing our toilets. So
awesome.
People love that. Yes.
Awesome. So what did you think the first time you walked into this building? I mean, you're a small business owner, and you made a huge investment in something that you hope will last for the next generation. What did you think when you walked in?
It's been a tremendous experience. You know, it was very challenging for us to get to the level that we got, and now when people walk in, they're just really blown away because it's just a beautiful building.
And you doubled your space, is that correct?
We doubled our space, and one of the things that we're really proud of, the design is so efficient that we have doubled our space, but we're only using 5% more energy than the original building.
Okay, and how many people do you employ?
We have, we're seasonal, as you might expect, but we have a base of about 40 employees, and then we expand up closer to 50 during the holiday season.
Okay. Thanks for your time today. Eric Jesse is president of Postycards, a business greeting card manufacturer based in Kansas City. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Krista.
Thanks for your time.